Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston where that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
I love Inside the NBA, and these games have been early, so I've been able to watch them, and that was Chuck. He did apologize, though, because Miss Knowles, Beyonce's mom, chimed in, and she was like, oh, Chuck, you ain't going to talk about my city. So Charles Barkley yesterday was like, Miss Knowles, I don't need the Bayhive. I don't need Jay-Z after me. It's all love. I apologize for that comment, but it was great, though.
This is why he operates in his own stratosphere. Nobody can do and say the things he says and get away with them.
No doubt.
Because we all know he's just kind of teasing.
No,
he's like a prop comic, you know?
It's
yeah.
Funny.
Where they going, Chuck? Galveston.
Galveston, Texas.
Dirty ass water.
But if I had said that, they'd be coming for me. You know what I mean? Like, as an example, he can get away with it.
Well, he's all time great player. Great players could do that.
But he's also, I just think that he operates in a space where he can just be funny.
For the 408 Xfinity Mobile text line, because there's a lot of funnies that happened over the weekend. This one is not funny. 408 says, I know y'all got the Jamal Charles sound from the NFL draft. Now, if you're not aware of what Jamal Charles went through as a kid, he actually participated in the Special Olympics. He had a learning disability, reading disability. And so, look, should he have been out there speaking at the NFL draft? I have no idea. Kind of put him in a tough spot. But I know a lot of people were making fun of Jamal Charles because he mispronounced San Francisco. He's saying Kansas City Chiefs instead of Chiefs. But if you go back and look at the history of Jamal Charles, you'll realize that he was part of the Special Olympics and had a learning disability. So it's not easy for him. So we're not going to make fun of Jamal Charles. I take that stuff very, very seriously. The fact that he went out there in front of 200,000 people, it was brave enough to go out there, try to announce a pick, knowing that he had a disability. I'm not mad at him. Go out, check out. If you're not aware of it, Google Jamal Charles Special Olympics, and you'll see one of his speeches. It's really, it's a tearjerker. He's a great player, but I didn't know he had it. Like, Frank Gore had a learning disability. A lot of people used to make fun of Frank Gore in his speech.
A speech impediment for Bo Jackson as well, that it took a long time for him to get get over. I just, and you know, those kinds of things, sometimes people just don't know, B.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know.
So we're not going to play that at all, in case you're wondering here. But there's a lot of fun draft stuff. Niners draft. What do you think? 888-957-9570. Baldy's going to join us from 7:30 to 8:30. It's going to be a lot of fun talking about this draft. We're going to break down every freaking pick. Ricky Pearsall, the number one overall pick for the 49ers, 31 overall, round number one. They drafted corner Renardo Green from our Florida State Seminoles. He plays a lot of man defense. A lot of tape out there of him and Malik Nabers in the first game of the season when LSU took on Florida State. Malik Mustafa, the safety for Wake Forest, looks like a hitter, looks like a pounder. Overall, I like what the Niners did. I like what they did. They added a lot of speed. They added a lot of experience to their team. Guys who have played multiple years in college, they seem to be mature. They went the five-year route, the four-year route with a lot of these players. I'm not necessarily mad at the draft now. We got to see how it plays out once training camp plays. You know, I'm not going to give a grade because I don't know how they're going to translate, but it felt like the Niners did what they had to do to bring in players that fit their scheme and their system while adding speed offensively.
Absolutely. Experience and production feels like their algorithm for what they were looking for from this draft. People can say they're overcorrecting from the Trey Lance pick because they had a guy who didn't have a lot of experience and only had the 1 year of production. And so, you know, maybe they're just changing their draft philosophy. I would argue that go back to 2019. The transfer portal was not what it is in 2024. You know, the amount of kids moving schools, leaving schools is just, it's through the roof. If you don't play at one school 1 year, you almost have to. You owe it to yourself to leave to go find a school where you can go play.
Right.
Playing experience is the number one thing. And so I look at every pick that they took was a five-year player outside of one. Every pick that they took outside of one transferred schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
And, you know, if you go back 8 years, if you transferred schools, major red flag.
Right.
Right? Major red flag. If you stayed 5 years, major red flag. And I think what you're getting is a more mature player, just in general into the NFL, a more mature player, a player who can absorb information quicker because they bounced around to multiple schools and have had different schemes and different coaches. And then you're getting a player who has infinitely more reps and production because of the ability to play and find playing time. So I just think forget the Niners, NFL as a whole, you're getting better players that are ready to contribute quicker now more than ever.
No doubt. And so you look at this draft, they draft a couple of running, you know, you knew they were going to draft a running back. And this guy,
I'm not mad at
that's
that.
4.33 speed out of Louisville, Isaac Garondo. So you got him. You got all these players here. We'll see how it plays out. Baldy's going to break it down. Dominic Puny from Kansas didn't give up a single sack last year. He's a swing tackle. You drafted another offensive lineman out of USC. So I'm not mad at the draft. I'm not mad. I know there's a lot of complaints, but the most important thing is, they didn't trade Brandon Ayuk, and they didn't trade Deebo Samuel. You kept the offense intact, an offense that averaged nearly 30 points a game. And now you could build off of that. So I'm happy about that. That's my biggest takeaway. You didn't move off of Ayuk. You didn't make a panic move, and you didn't trade Deebo Samuel. Now, they were listening. This is what they do. But the fact is, they didn't trade those guys, and I'm very happy about that. Shaz, before we break that down even more, I do want to have a little laugh here. Keon Coleman. You know I love me some Keon Coleman. He went to Buffalo. First pick of the second round. And, you know, I hope we don't regret that around here. I hope Ricky Pearsall, even though he's a Florida Gator, I hope he pans out. But I love me some Keon Coleman. And we were talking about him last week, and I'm thinking, why is he ranked like in the 40s or the 50s? Now, I wish we had him even more because his introductory press conference in Buffalo was an absolute grand slam. The presser hadn't even started yet. And this is how it starts with Keon Coleman. He didn't realize the microphone was on. Here's Keon Coleman to start his presser in Buffalo.
Guess where I got this from, though. Where you? That I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors.
Right.
Exactly. Look.
Poor job by me because I didn't realize we didn't have the question. I'm going to set it up real quick. He's talking about his jacket. Somebody asked him about his jacket. Where'd you get that jacket? Because he's in Buffalo. Did you buy that out here? So here's Keon Coleman explaining how he got his jacket and when he buys his jacket.
Guess where I got this from, though. I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's? What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Right. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100.
Not lying.
Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I get, you see, I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You gotta shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Cause you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up, y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm just making sure I'm hoping he ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
And then he goes off for 12 minutes. And what an impressive introductory press conference. I mean, he kept it real, kept it about who he is.
He is right about the two seasons ahead. He's 100% correct.
Oh, he's genius.
That's when I got all of my, you know, what are they called? Top coats, if you will.
Right.
Was you got to get them in the summer, spring.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's half the price.
It's genius. He goes Macy's $79.89 and that church goes for $100. I got a few church coats for Macy's for about $100. He's not lying. He's a smart young man. He's saying, I learned from my mama. That's great stuff right there by Keon Coleman. Now, Xavier Leggett, whatever, from Carolina. Did you hear his presser?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. When you pull that up, look at the thread. Pull that up. This guy, we'll play it on the other side. He's as country gets, and I love every minute of it. He was smiling from ear to ear. It was hilarious. But, no, Keon Coleman, though, man, smart with the jacket stuff, but just his overall perspective on life, the NFL, what he did at Florida State, playing with Buffalo. He told Buffalo when he did his 30-day pro visit, he was like, why don't y'all just put me in a hotel here? Because I know y'all going to draft me. I don't want to leave. Just have me here because catching passive drive. I mean, his 13-minute press conference is great. And then I was like, damn, this is my guy from Florida State. The Niners didn't want him. 6'4", high points of football. I don't know, man. I hope we don't regret that pick. And then just from a media standpoint, it's going to be a hit.
I mean, Buffalo, you have Josh Allen. So, you know, when you have Josh Allen, you can move off Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs and draft a replacement.
And they draft Ray Davis in the backfield to back up James Cook. Hopefully he gets a run. Frank Gore Jr. also signed with the Buffalo Bills. But Ray Davis from the city. By way, went to Kentucky, went to Vanderbilt, went to Temple, all SEC running back, got drafted in the fourth round by the Buffalo Bills. His father, Raymond Davis, played high school at Galileo High School, one of the best high school stars I've ever seen, Shasky. S.I., Reardon, Sacred Heart, whatever football team you want to name. Raymond Davis played quarterback his sophomore year at Galileo High School, moved to running back, it was breaking all type of records. Had speed to burn. This guy was ass shifty, so I see where his son gets it from. But his son is probably a little more physical, but we're going to catch up with his father, Raymond Davis, later on in the program as well.
Nice.
We'll figure out a time for that. He's excited. I watched their little drive video when they were in the house together. And then Raymond Davis just walks out, and he's like just shaking his head. What a cool story. No, I love the. I'm a sucker for the draft. When they're inside the house and they start crying or whatnot, they put their heads down. What a dream.
It's the best part.
It's a dream. All right, we'll get to Adam and SF on the other side here. Keon Coleman.
Sorry, Lubman with the 2-minute warning like 4 minutes ago, and so I never know when we're breaking.
It was actually 2 minutes ago.
You're rattled a little bit?
Well, I am a little rattled.
Shanahan. All
right.
Lubman wearing the sweatpants. He means business today.
Dial it down, Lubman. Dial it down. It's a Monday.
I mean business.
Giants won yesterday. Giants won yesterday. Yaz went 2-for-3. Relax.
But Bo Mel did something non-verbal communication-wise in the press conference. And Lubman feels a certain way.
Oh, boy. That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.